Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to episode 41 of the Crick Picks podcast. I'm Bairam Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. And with me, to my right, is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle underscore Vasudev, the number one, on Twitter. And to my left, as always, is Jared Kimber, who you can find absolutely everywhere. Now, if you're new to Crick Picks, what we do on this podcast is that we take any generic cricket category and we draft our top five for that particular category in a snake-style draft competition. So the pick order goes 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. And sometimes what we do on the show is that we combine to create a team of 12. And that's exactly what we'll be doing today, keeping in mind that the T20 or Women's T20 World Cup is just around the corner. We are going to be building an ultimate active Women's T20i team. So all players must be currently playing and should not have retired. And pick number one for this one goes to Jared Kimber. So, Jared, yes, where would you like to start?
I hadn't really factored in that I was going first. And so I haven't really thought about what my pick was. So, I mean, I kind of put my team together. I'm trying to think of who the player... Oh, I'll just go Sophie Eccleston.
Yeah, easiest one, right?
Yep.
I think she's the best bowler in the world at the moment. And I think... at the top level, she's almost unhittable. And I assume she would have taken a million wickets in Bangladesh and she might only take 100,000 wickets in the UAE. I've come to a point now where, that when she's bowling in a game, I bet on her team. And I'm not losing. Like, it's almost every, like the market can't move enough to how much better Sophie Eccleston is than anyone facing her.
Yeah, no. I mean, that would have been my first pick as well. Yeah. And she's, what, averaging 14.65 in T20Is? She's going at less than run a ball. She can hit the ball a mile, right? Mm. Like, you could slot her in at number eight, and she's a proper bat at times, right? In fact, I pulled out her numbers at number eight. She is averaging 31 with the bat and striking at 155. So, I mean, I don't think there's a better spinner in the game currently. And throughout history, she might be the best slow left-armer that we've ever seen. And Sophie is just, you know, one of my favorite female cricketers as well. So good job with pick number one. I've got pick number two, and I want to give us an all-rounder who bowls a bit of right-arm off-break and can bat left-handed. I feel like that is a very, solid commodity to have in a T20 team. So I'm going to go Deepti Sharma. And I'm also... kind of considering that this World Cup might be played in Asian conditions. So if we're making a team for that, I think Deepti definitely deserves a shout. And I mean, she's averaging 18.7 with the ball in T20s, and she's also going at less than run a ball as far as economy is concerned. And with the bat, she's more than handy, right? She's averaging 23, might not be as explosive in the format, but you need not play her at seven. You can bat her at eight, Sophie at nine. You could go one of those directions, right?
Yeah, if you could use her if you have a collapse and she could go up the order. And then if you need someone to come in and slog at Sophie. Look, she's a fantastic cricketer.
Okay, Steph.
Yeah, I actually didn't have her.
On your
list? I understand
her.
I didn't have her on my list. I thought she is a really good player. But I think in this team where you have like the best players, you don't need that all-round option from her, right?
You can flood the team with all-rounders. That's what I did in my perfect 12.
There is a freakish amount of all-rounders. I must admit,
I think if I look at my 12, probably only the keepers don't bowl.
Something
by
like
the
that,
way,
right?
The keepers are not particularly easy.
Yeah, the keepers are a little tough.
Yeah.
Because there are few.
Actually, I think there's a pretty obvious pick as keeper. It's another Indian. So I'm going with Risha Ghosh.
Good one.
You're going, okay.
I think she's been pretty phenomenal with the bat over the last couple of years. One of the, it's very easy to pick like top order batters in women's cricket. But when it comes to the middle order, that's where you kind of have to do a bit of digging. I think she's been excellent for India. She's, made a lot of runs and she's made a lot of runs quickly. I think over the last 2 years, she has 669 runs at a strike rate of 151 in internationals, right? Only 150, but that's because she bats low down the order. I think she's one of the better strikers of the ball in the game right now.
She's one of the best strikers of the ball that I've ever seen, honestly, if I'm being real.
she's I mean, only 20 years old. I think this World Cup is going to be, she's going to be one of the stars of the World Cup just because she's coming into it with great form.
We're playing her at five, is it, Estelle? I think that makes sense, four or five.
I think, I wouldn't push her to four. I think she'll probably be five, six, seven, one of those spots, depending on who else we go with, right?
Yeah. She's averaging nearly 29 in T20Is and her strike rate is 140 plus. That is quite insane. There was only one other option, really, I feel like, with respect to keepers. But I
think we
this
can
option.
Also pick her.
Can we? Because there are other options, right? Opening the batting.
If you love cricket on a deep spiritual level and want to be involved when no matches are being played, we have the game for you. Hit Wicket is so good that Harsha Bogle and me have backed it. And that's a lot of nerd energy behind one game. This is a strategic game of cricket, and it's not just about whacking your screen really, really hard with your finger. This isn't a game where you swipe all around to try and hit the ball. You work out what works best based on real-life cricket situations. For instance, dot balls bring pressure. Ones and twos lead to fours. There is no way you can just hit a six every ball or take wickets all the time. This is proper cricket. Yet it still has some special gaming powers in there as well. And so this game is about playing, but also building and managing your team. You are the batter, bowler, owner, coach, captain. It's your dream, right? And there are no ads. It's just cricket. Download HitWicket now and bring out the cricket legend in you. Because HitWicket is a cricket game made for you and supported by other cricket nerds. Stick it in your pocket today.
I've got another one, right?
Yeah, you're up again.
Okay, so we've picked, I think, two of the more obvious options.
And Deepti Sharma.
I will go with Hayley Matthews.
Okay.
But I'm not opening with Hayley Matthews. I mean, in my team, she wouldn't be opening. She'd be batting at number three. One of the best all-rounders in the game. You know, can strike the ball really well. And I think her bowling sometimes is overshadowed by how much West Indies depend on her with the bat. But she's just, you know, as good a batter as a bowler, in my opinion. So definitely makes the cut for this.
In my team, Hayley Matthews was 12th player. Mm. Yeah, so she didn't make the starting 11, but she was there. She was in
and
around over there.
She's one player who you don't have to open with her. Mm. And it, like the 12 I put together, she's not opening. She's batting at three. But I mean, it's dependent on who else we go with, right?
Yeah. No, I think it's a good pick. I do like myself some Hayley Matthews. Plus, she's been in prolific touch recently, right? Mm. It's her, Chamari, and what's her face? Smriti Mandhana, who have gone absolutely berserk in recent times. And Laura Wolfart as well. These girls just can't stop scoring runs. And they're scoring like buckets of runs in recent times. We're off to a good start, I think, and you're not even opening with Hayley. But I thought prior to this podcast that in this particular team, the ultimate, you know, active women's T20I team, I'm going to go for as many all-rounders as I possibly can. So I went for Deepti just because of the balance she provides. And now I'm going Marizan Kapp strictly because of the same reason, right? You can slot her in anywhere really with the bat. She's going to, you know, put in like a shift. Yeah. She'll get the job done. And with the ball, she'll go for no runs whatsoever. She's very, very reliable that way. A champion cricketer, someone who can bring some leadership into this team as well and be that, you know, figure that people look up to. And she's an absolute, you know, I mean, she's one hell of an athlete, isn't she? A terrific, terrific cricketer.
Do you still think she's at that level?
I mean, if you look at like balance in a team, I didn't have like, I had one frontline seamer in this team. Everyone else is an all-rounder.
What?
Yeah. In my perfect 12, at least.
Okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I think she can still get the job done.
Okay. No,
I mean, she doesn't have to bat, right? You could even
exactly.
bat her at like
that's the whole 10. Point.
So, she doesn't have
so
to
last
bat.
Last year in the Women's Big Bash, she had a bowling average of 37. In the WPL, she did quite well. She took wickets at 16, but went at more than a run a ball, which she doesn't normally do. Mm. And then in the 100 again, she did okay. I just don't think she's the level of bowler that she used to be.
Yeah.
But look, it's Marizan Kapp, so I put her in. I've got no issue with that. I put her at number six, if everyone's happy with that.
Yeah. I think that checks out.
All right. You only had one specialist seamer. Okay.
Yeah, in my 12.
All right. Well, why don't we just put Nat Sivabrant at four here and stop mucking around? and then I can either go Asima or I can go. I'm going to go Leah Tahuhu.
Okay.
My Asima, which will allow you guys easy. She's averaged, I think, in the last 2 or 3 years, a bowling average of 16 in T20 cricket. Like I would have said a couple of years ago, she was probably on her way out, and then suddenly she's got better. And she seemed to really, really work things out. So I think, that's an easy one for me.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I had her as well, right? One of the best strike rates in the game over the last couple of years.
I think I looked at the best first six overs as well. I think she was right up there. So no, there's no doubt. So we need openers and we need a 9 and a 10.
Oh, so how many people do we have already?
I don't know.
We have 5.
Okay. So a lot of our team is already done.
Sorry, we have 4. We have 6. Yeah,
So half of our team.
We have 7. We have 7.
Do we?
Oh, yeah, we have 7. Yes, Jared. Oh, my God. Right.
Okay, so we need openers, right? I'm just going to go and prick Smriti Mandhana once again. I picked her in the previous podcast as well. Once again, Estelle is very, very displeased. But, I mean, look at the form she's in, Estelle, right? Like, can you challenge the form? She is literally scoring, you know, truckloads of runs and that too at a phenomenal strike rate. And it's just like very recently in T20 cricket where she, every time she goes out to bat, she creates both impact and she's there for a while. She's a left-hander. She's explosive. She's only 28. She's in the form of her life. I mean, I can't look past her. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to pick her for the team.
Except for the fact that Beth Mooney obviously should have been the first pick of an opener.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, you could still pick her. It's your turn.
I can't believe you, Beram.
It's your turn. You can pick Beth Mooney. You're not opening with Hayley Matthews anyway.
Yeah, but because there are better openers than Smriti Mandhana in the world right now on current form. There are multiple. Mm. My turn?
Yes.
Yeah, pick an opener who's better at the moment.
Yeah, I have to go with Dattapattu, right?
Ahead of Beth. So Beth Mooney's not in this side.
I would pick Beth Mooney ahead of Smriti Mandhana.
I mean, obviously, he's made the mistake. But you're kind of doubling down on the mistake here. Because we already have, Deepti, Matthews, and Sophie Eccleston. So we don't need Dattapattu's bowling at all in this side. So are you telling me she's a better bat than Beth Mooney?
On current form, isn't she in better form than Beth Mooney?
Current form thing with Smriti.
I don't know why you guys don't want to just put a good team together.
This is probably the most chaotic team we've ever put together.
I don't know why you two just hate cricket. All right. Okay. We have no Beth Mooney in the best T20 team in the world at the moment.
That's crazy. I mean, we can always slot her in as the 12th and then we'll make room for
Smriti's
her.
Smriti's going to 12th, okay?
I might
move the entire batting order down one spot and just pick Beth and make her open. Okay. Estelle, so you got another one.
We need a number 9 or a 10, right?
We need some bowling, specialist bowling, I should say.
Okay, so I could either go for a quick or a wrist spinner. I think the wrist spinner is probably the easier one to pick.
Yeah.
I'll go with Sarah Glenn ahead of Viaram, just because like we have so many batting options, you're probably not going to need Viaram's batting. So Sarah Glenn has been in superb form for England, right? Like I think you could probably say England have the best spin bowling attack going into this World Cup with Charlie Dean, Eccleston and Sarah Glenn bowling together. Just a really good option. And there aren't that many leg spinners or wrist spinners in the women's game, right? And it's funny that you have teams like Australia who have 3 good spinners, so they can't fit all 3 of them in the side and other teams don't have any wrist spinners at all. I think it's a toss-up between those two, but at the moment, Glenn is probably the better option.
Yeah. I would have picked her as well. I love Sarah Glenn. I think she's one of my favorite cricketers of all time in the women's game.
I probably would have gone with another special Seema here.
I am going to go with one, don't worry.
Yeah, but she was in my list.
Hmm.
You want to swing wildly at the internet like you've got the new pill in your hand, but you keep getting dead-batted. Find the movement you want with NordVPN. They are our protection against terrifying cyber threats and wide-battered geo-blocks. NordVPN will help you get through any rights restrictions so you can watch all the cricket you want. We aren't always happy with the wickets we're on. Sometimes we need a change. NordVPN can switch your virtual location so your IP address is ready to cash in. So if you need to get around the internet's rules, or I suppose in our case, laws, select NordVPN. They can help you watch a game on a cheaper stream in another country. Give NordVPN the ball and let them penetrate all your vast internet issues. Because if you need a VPN, go Nord. Use nordvpn.com/Kimber to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan, plus 4 additional months for free. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. You can also receive a 20GB daily data voucher. The link is in the show notes. Protect your computer like a big hitter is coming for you at nordvpn.com/KIMBER right now.
I'm going to shore up the seam bowling stocks and just going to go ahead and pick Lauren Bell. A young career, but she's picked up, 32 wickets in 23 T20i innings. She's averaging 17.21 and her economy is below 7. And I mean, you can use her at the start of the innings and at the death of the innings. And I think that kind of fixes the bowling attack for us, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. I'm picking Beth Mooney because you're all idiots. I picked other players. Like, I went with Leah just so, like, we could get a seamer in early. Like, because I thought, well, there's no way that you're not and not going to pick her. And you both just completely balls up the decision. We're going to have to change your entire
it's
team
now.
It's Beram's
fault, not mine.
Hey,
I feel like you doubled down on his error.
Schmitty. You have three people in the team which Beth Mooney could replace. So I don't think it's a howler. It's like, remember when we made the
original mistake? The original mistake might be Deepti Sharma.
Yeah, it is Deepti Sharma. You don't need her batting. So you are not picking her as a like a spinner, specially spinner, right?
Okay. So
and that
let's
was Beram as well, right?
So let's go. Yeah, of course. let's go through this team as it currently it looks. And we might be able to make some changes here. I almost said Dimitri again. I've got Dimitri on my mind from the last podcast. Shmiti Mandana, Chamari Atapattu, Hayley Matthews, Nat Sivabrant, Risha Ghosh, Marizan Karp, Deepti Sharma, Sophie Eccleston, Lauren Bell, Sarah Glenn, Leah Tahuhu, and Beth Mooney. Now, the easiest thing to do here, if it's me, is you would drop probably from this side, you would drop Deepti Sharma, right? You leave Sarah Glenn in and then you put Beth Mooney in as opening the batting. Is that right? And then
Chamari
everyone else
goes to first drop and Hayley goes to four?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Could have picked Ash Gardner ahead of Hayley Matthews now that I come to think of it.
Gardner hasn't really done much over the last couple of years, right?
Her bowling, I had a look at her numbers. Her bowling's fine though. Like her numbers hold up.
Yeah,
and but in this side, then you would have had Eccleston and Gardner batting at 7 and 8. Mm. Which the problem here is that we have Atapattu and Matthews in too close to each other. Anyway, that's one. You know, at the moment that is not the case. At the moment we have Beth Mooney as 12th, which is extraordinary.
She's playing. Of course, she's playing.
Yeah. So, in my team, I have Sophie Eccleston, Nat Sivabrant, Leah Tahuhu, Beth Mooney, Beram went, Deepti Sharma, Marizan Kat, Shruti Mandana, Lauren Bell. Oh my God, I've never seen, it's never been more obvious to me since Dilharo Fernando that someone is going to lose than reading out that four. Estelle, Risha Ghosh, Hayley Matthews, Chamari Atapattu, and Sarah Glenn. So, yes, I apologize to everyone who enjoys cricket or discussions or podcasts or women's cricket or humanity for everything we just put you through. I don't know why this has happened, but there you go. That is our list of the ultimate current. It's just horrible. It's all over the shop. One thing I would say, and I don't want to say this in Bayram's favor because I would never want to be pro Bayram on this show, but there are so many all-rounders. Like, so for instance, like we haven't mentioned Talia McGrath.
Yeah.
Who I think has a ridiculous record. I think she's averaging like 48 with the bat with a strike rate of like 140 or something. I don't know, I might be making those numbers up, but it's ridiculous numbers over the last couple of years. And she's been taking crap loads of wickets. But there's so many all-rounders that it actually makes team construction slightly harder. I think if you pick one of those all-rounders that isn't a star early on, you cause more issues, right? Which is what the Deepti Sharma thing has done here. But the question is, like, of once you start looking at it, there aren't that – I found it very hard to find specialists.
Mm.
Everyone was good at, like, multiple things, which when I was assembling a team is – good and hard at the same time, if that makes sense. So it was a bit of a weird one. But anyway, please tell us why Estelle or I won.
It's not the worst team in the world. Our team is all right. I mean,
we have too many openers,
another one who didn't get a mention, right?
Yeah.
We do have too many openers.
We've basically done what every I allowed it for two openers to come in and then put at that stage, to be fair, Estelle had already pulled one by moving an opener to number three. Like, it was already, we were on shaky ground. I mean, Deepti obviously started this very much.
I mean, what if I had gone Elise Perry instead of Deepti? Would we be in better stead?
And
now Elise Perry has missed out altogether.
Bowler.
I think Talia McGrath is probably the player that fits into this side better than Deepti Sharma. Because we have, like, everyone in this side is bowling finger spin at a certain point. I half expect Rishi Ghosh to come out and bowl spin at a certain point. We've got 83
options. Need someone to bunker the other, like, non-striker.
I mean, if that's the case, you should have been first, and I apologize to everyone for not being here.
We need that. We need that energy in the team. But anyway, you guys let us know who you think won and why it wasn't me. And of course, just a quick reminder to everybody, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. It can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of our team, whether it be written content, podcasts, or videos. We'll be back with another episode of Crick Picks soon enough. And that is all for today, folks. You guys have a good one. We'll see you next time. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Bahram Kazi and Estelle Vasudevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.